So let's review. Our Gemara continues with the discussion of the previous daf about various sins and their consequences. The punishments and afflictions that come about due to these sins are mostly derived from Sukkim of the Teichecha and Parshat B'chukais. For example, the sins of Inu Hadin, Ivus Hadin, V'Kilkel Hadin, delaying judgment, corrupting judgment, intentionally or out of carelessness, and also the sin of Bittel Torah, resulting in the punishment of Cherv Ubiza, V'Dever Ubitzayris, the sword of war and its plundering, pestilence and famine, as the pasuk in the Teichecha states, V'Avesi Aleichem Cherv Nikmas Nikam Bris, it says, I will bring upon you a sword avenging the vengeance of a bris, a covenant. Torah is referred to as bris, as it states elsewhere, Im lo b'risi yom v'layla, if not for my bris of Torah, regarding which it says, V'gisa b'yom v'layla. The pasuk there also mentions dever and famine, and later concludes with, Yan u'biyan b'mishpatei ma'asu, because they rejected my mishpat, which means judgment. The Brice also finds in the Torah allusions of punishment for the following sins, Shvuah shav v'shvuah sheker, oaths taken in vain and false oaths, Chil Hashem v'chil Shabbos, desecrating the name of Hashem and desecrating the Shabbos, Shvichas Dam, Gila Reis, Vardes Kechavim, murder, immorality, and idolatry, and Hashmata Shmitin v'yoyvles, lack of observance of the laws of the seventh and the Jubilee years. The punishments mentioned in the Teicha include Churban Beis Hamikdash and Galus, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, exile, and others. The Brisa continues with Ba'avoy Nivles Peh, Tzaris Rabbis Ugzeris Kashas Mischachas. The sin of Nivel Peh, speaking coarse in the proper language, causes calamities and harsh decrees to increase to the point of even if the heavenly court sealed a favorable decree of 70 years on his behalf, they will reverse it to an evil decree. Rav Nachman Yitzchak adds, Af Shemea V'Shoisik. The punishment is suffered even by one who listens to Nivel Peh and remains silent. The Gemara cites several brises which mention Askara, described as diphtheria, which constricts the throat and the ability to breathe as punishment for either Lashon Hara or Maiser, failure to separate Maiser. Reb Shimon said that the disease of Askara is punishment for the sin of Bittel Torah. His colleagues challenged this assertion by asking, if so, why are women, Gentiles, and young children afflicted with this disease? These individuals are not obligated to study Torah. He replied that these individuals could be guilty of Bittel Torah by distracting or preventing others from the study of Torah. The Gemara persists, Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban Yechichu. Cheder children who are themselves learning and presumably are not distracting their fathers from learning are sometimes afflicted with this disease. The Gemara answers by citing Reb Gurion, who said that the tzaddikim of the generation or Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban are sometimes nitfasin aladar. They suffer punishment as atonement for the sins of their generation. The Gemara relates the following story to explain why Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi was early referred to as Reish HaMadabrim B'chol Mokem, the first of the speakers at every occasion. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, who lived during the time of the Roman occupation of Eretz Yisrael, were once sitting together, and Rabbi Yehuda complimented the Romans by commenting, Oh, Kama Noim Maisei and Shalom Azu, how wonderful are the deeds of this nation, the Romans. They have established marketplaces, bridges, and bathhouses from which we benefit. Rabbi Yosef remained silent, neither agreeing nor disagreeing with this statement. Shimon bar Yochai, however, took issue with Yehuda's compliments, remarking that Romans did not do so for our benefit, but for their own. There was a convert named Yehuda ben Gaim who was present at this conversation, and he repeated what he heard to others, and this exchange eventually came to the attention of the Roman authorities. They decreed as follows, Yehuda she'ila yisala. Rabbi Yehuda will be rewarded for his words of praise, and among other things to be honored to be Reish HaMadab B'chol Mokem, he will be the first speaker at all occasions. Yosi she'shasak yigal letzipari. Rabbi Yosi shall be punished for remaining silent by being exiled to Tzipari. Shimon Shagina, Yehorek. Shimon bar Yochai, who disparaged the Romans, he shall be executed. The Gemara continues this story. To escape execution, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar initially hid in the Beis Medrash, where his wife would bring them food every day. When this became too dangerous, they went to hide in a cave, where they were miraculously sustained by a carob tree and a spring of water that Hashem created specifically for them. After 12 years in hiding and studying Torah all day, they were informed by Eliyahu HaNavi that the Roman Caesar died and the decree was annulled, and they emerged from the cave. Due to their heightened level of spirituality, they were angered upon seeing people engaged in earning a livelihood, exclaiming, They're forsaking the pursuit of eternal life in Olam Haba and occupy themselves instead with the transitory life of Olam Haza. Everything they looked at would immediately be burned up from their fiery gaze. A baskel, a heavenly voice, proclaimed, Did you come out of the cave to destroy my world? Chazul Marchem, return to your cave, since you are too holy for the mundane world. After spending another 12 months in the cave, a baskel told them to emerge once again. And this time, if Rabbi Elazar destroyed something with his fiery gaze, Rabbi Shimon would restore it. He said, Bini, Dai lo'olam ani va'ata. My son, The world has enough full-time Torah scholars in you and me, and we do not need to be so unforgiving towards others who are engaged in worldly pursuits. The Gemara then tells her, Reb Shimon and Reb Elazar were finally appeased by the following incident. Late Friday afternoon, they met up with an elderly gentleman who was carrying two bundles of hadassah, myrtle branches, which he explained he was taking home L'chavit Shabbos in honor of the Shabbos, Chad Keneged Zachar, V'chad Keneged Shamer, corresponding to the two terms of observing Shabbos. Upon which Reb Shimon remarked to his son Reb Elazar, Chazik ha-mechaviv mitzvos ha-Yisrael. See how much the Jewish people cherish the mitzvahs. The Gemara then tells her Reb Shimon's son-in-law, Reb Pinchas ben Yair, cried upon seeing the painful cuts on Reb Shimon's body that he got from years of sitting in sand in the cave. He said, Oyli shir yisach b'kach, woe to me that I see you in this state. Reb Shimon replied, Ashrecha shir yisani b'kach, shal mole lari yisani b'kach, l'metzasi b'kach. On the contrary, you are fortunate for having seen me in this state, for had I not suffered this pain, I never would have attained such a high level of Torah scholarship, which the Gemara illustrates as follows. Before entering the cave, Reb Pinchas ben Yair was a greater scholar than Reb Shimon, for he would have 12 answers to every question posed by Reb Shimon. And now upon exiting the cave, Reb Shimon ben Yochai would suggest 24 answers to every question posed by Reb Pinchas ben Yair.